Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about World War I movie 1917.
Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
The recent winner of two Golden Globes, including Best Picture Drama, 1917 is an astounding technical achievement that's a bit hollow from a story and character perspective. Director Sam Mendes, who made the last two James Bond movies, stages his story of two British soldiers racing to deliver a message across enemy lines in what looks like a single unbroken take, giving it a sense of immediacy and intensity. But the elaborate visual style can also be a distracting gimmick, and the real-time approach allows for very little character development or narrative structure. Relatively unknown stars George MacKay and Dean Charles Chapman give the main characters an everyman feel, although they also come off as a bit shallow and generic. A handful of big-name actors mostly just provide distractions when they show up in tiny parts. With its amazing, painstakingly constructed set pieces, 1917 sometimes feels like a World War I-themed stunt show, and watching its characters complete incremental tasks as their mission progresses is a little like watching someone else play a video game. Still, as a big-screen experience, 1917 is pretty awe-inspiring. I give 1917 3 stars out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at Signal Bleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.